Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, August 21st, about 6 hours prior to the equity market close, so about 10 o'clock Central Time with myself solo this week. And so we're going to dive right on in to the equity markets. So since last podcast, it's been fairly on track with what we had talked about, which was the typical sideways to lower. A little bit different than the first 9 trading days, which was supposed to be sideways to lower. And we actually got the opposite of that. So now we're starting to see sort of that typical August trend. And so with the S&P down about 1.5 to 2% from last Thursday, NASDAQ down about 4%, the Dow down about 1.5% since last Thursday. And interestingly enough, up only 4% on the year, and the Russell over the last 5 trading days. Down about 3.5% to make it break even on the year. Now, it has been interesting. The first 9 trading days for the Russell in particular, the small cap, right, has actually gone up 6%. Financials up about 6%. Real estate up about 3%. And both the real estate and the small cap sectors were negative on the year, actually. So you don't hear a lot of people talking about that, but negative on the year until that first week of August. So why is that important? Well, it's important because, as we've talked about, we have been positioning really for the last 6 weeks, if not longer. We've been positioning the portfolios to move into these interest rate sensitive sectors that have, up until now, where the probabilities have become much more favorable for rate cuts, have been really kind of lackluster on the year. And now they're starting to turn that around. And those are the areas that we really want to be in, because we are anticipating rate cuts. And we do anticipate that those particular sectors are going to outperform in that environment. So it is nice to have a balance. Of course, we do have a balance in the large cap, as well as industrials, as well as tech, which is also should be interest rate sensitive. But we also have spread out some of our allocation into the small cap, and we're going to be looking specifically at small cap value, as it has really started to pick up momentum. We are looking, or already in, financials, into some of the real estate space. And so these are some areas that we really want to focus in on as we head into the September, October, and December rate cuts. Obviously, this week we had Fed Governor Bowman speak out, and we also had the Fed meeting minutes came out yesterday. And we did see, I want to say substantial, but we saw a sell-off of about 1% at one point yesterday in the S&P, and it actually reversed course about a 50% retracement on the day. So it bounced about 50% off the lows. And so obviously wasn't too terribly dramatic, but it did point towards the dissension and the idea that internal dissension and the idea that there is support for future rate cuts. So, speaking of, let's go ahead and look at those probabilities. So, last week, the September probabilities had gone from 99% down to 90%. Currently, the September rate cut of 25 basis points or 0.25% has come down from 90 down to 80. So it is very important, as we talked about the last 2 weeks, as to why we need to look at next Wednesday, right? Because next Wednesday is 20 days out from the September 17th rate announcement. And why that is so important is because these probabilities tend to be 20 days forward looking, right? Whereas you've heard us talk in the past where the major indices tend to be 9 to 12 months forward looking, and they've proven that to be true over many, 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 many years. Well, these probabilities, when it comes specifically down to rates, those are 20 days forward looking. And so next Wednesday would be 20 days. If we can be sitting somewhere above 80% or higher, in my opinion, come next Wednesday, then there is a very, very strong possibility that we will see that first of a series of rate cuts. I do think it's highly likely that we will see at least two
this year. We've really said that all year long, despite some of the Fed governors suggesting that maybe we won't see any at all. And I do stick to the idea that we could very well see two. If we don't see September, October is actually baking in a 90% probability of a quarter point rate cut. However, there's of that 90%, 40% of that 90% is showing the possibility of even a 50 basis point cut. So that would be really, really interesting. I don't see that to be the likely scenario. More likely would be September and maybe December, or possibly October and then December. So we have to see what September brings. But I'm very encouraged that the path moving forward is that cycle of rate cuts. And I do believe, I've been a believer, that we have got inflation on the correct path. Yes, we had some sort of, I guess, signals that were countering one another last week when it comes to inflationary data. But at the end of the day, it was not very impactful to the markets themselves. So, yes, we had some, I guess, lower CPI numbers than desired, but we had a really good PPI report. And so, some conflicting data points there, right? And the Fed tries to be data dependent, or so they say. But I do think that we have inflation heading in the right direction. I don't think 25 basis point cut is going to disrupt that. And so, I find it to be the right time to start that descending rate path. And that is exactly why we have shifted our allocations into those interest rate sensitive sectors in order to capitalize on that new environment, or what should be here very soon, a new decelerating interest rate environment. In terms of what kind of econ releases we can expect between now and next Thursday, I do know next Friday we have month over month PCE. That would be a very good indicator in terms of inflation. I tell you another big one that we need to be very much paying attention to. Today is day one. It won't be as important today of Jackson Hole. That's an annual meeting. And we'll hear a lot from Jay Powell, Fed Chair Powell, throughout this entire meeting. Today's day one. Day two, tomorrow typically is the most important, and then it goes through Saturday. So we'll be paying close attention, keen eye on what is being said there. It's going to be the verbiage that needs to be very much closely paid attention to, which we will be doing. But I don't anticipate a whole lot of volatility between now and September 17th. Again, next Wednesday, and we'll address this on next week's podcast, but next Wednesday will be very telling when it comes to rates. I still would anticipate this kind of sideways to lower price action over the course of the next 3 weeks or so. And that's a good thing. I think if you think back from where the major indices started the year to then where they were in April to where they are today, there's been a lot of mileage that has been experienced. And I think it is a good opportunity for these major indices to sort of take a breath, even if that means a little bit of a sideways to lower price action, in order to make the next leg higher very much more sustainable. And so I'm excited about what the portfolios have to bring in that environment across that landscape. And I think unless barring something very much unforeseen, which there's a lot of things that could happen that are unforeseen. But as we sit right now, I expect very low volatility going into this meet, and then higher equity and treasury prices based on the results and the rhetoric from the September 17th meet. So with that, that's pretty much everything I have. I'm going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend. And we're also going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.